Tech Fest uzabe ungumhlangano oyenzwa in the course of 5 days, and uzabe usenzwa endaweni ezichiyeneyo. And the Tech Fest is mainly ukuthi sithokozele ama technologies and innovations ayenzwa ngabantu abakubulawayo mostly and Zimbabwe in extension.
Kulolu hlelo lizobe lixoxisana mayelana ngemishini enjani?
Kobulawayo kulabantu who are already working on certain innovations bezama ukusolve ama problems that the communities are facing. So wona lawa ama innovations lama products akhona yiwo sebe siwa showcase, and also abantu bazabe bexoxa about how to move, how to accelerate their businesses.
Bengicela unginikeze isiluleko.
Okay, we have start-up like Washen, encedisa abantu people who, with their laundry services. And then kulenye start-up okuthiwa yiFoodie, which is an online on-demand meal delivery service.
Nizobe nikwamukela abantu abakumsebenzi enjani?
Tech Fest, kuzabe the attendees or the participants, bazabe be include ama entrepreneurs, hackers, startup founders, and also we will be bringing in industry leaders, ama policy makers from both the private and public sector. Then also kuzabe kulama investors, lama financiers to help ama entrepreneurs abazabe befuna uncedo either olwemali kumbe olwe advice.
Ngombono wakho, abantu abakumsebenzi ongasebenzisi technology yenu bazobe bekhangelele ukuza kulolu hlelo na?
Bengabuya ngoba bayabe bezokhuluma about ama services abo. Into zonke vele, be it IT or not, it is interlinked. Ngoba thina we're just trying to introduce technology and innovations to help the already existing processes.
Inhlanganiso yenu AirTech First ikhangelele ukusiza osomabhizimusi abasakhulayo kanjani?
Kuzabe kulama activities achiyeneyo. One of the activities okuthiwa yi community hack. So lapho abantu bayabe behlangana and then they form teams and they pure a certain company and face maybe a certain problem, and then they come up with solutions to help that particular problem. Kule another activity, ama street pitches. So ama street pitches ngeyabantu abalama ideas abo abafuna ukuba developer into products or services. So abantu bayahamba emgwaqweni ezindaweni ezinjengabo Godini, eCity or eBlawayo Center. Baqasa ukungani bayachumayela about what they are working on, and that is for them to be able to validate if ama ideas abo as aba productive, if they can produce tangible results. And it's also a way for them to measure what they are currently working on. And then there's an innovation boulevard njengama exhibitions lawo esijwayele ukuwayenza. So ama entrepreneurs lama abantu abaxasa amabhizimusi abo bayahamba baye exhibita izinto abeziyenza.
Ama street pitches abalulekile okungakanani uma sesixoxisana mayelana ngendaba zamabhizimusi?
Ama street pitches, they are quite simple because ama street pitches is cartesning abantu abaqalisa amabhizimusi. Umuntu yaba le idea yokuthi ufuna ukwenzani and lokuthi ufuna ukuyakha into enjani, but then idea yakhe yona leyo uyabe it's just an idea, akazange athathe isikhathi sokuthi ahambe phandle laphana abone ukuthi into ayithi solution to a problem, is it really a solution to a problem. So ama street pitches ayakunceda if you are starting a business ukuthi ubekwazi ukuthi exactly i-market of othi ufuna ukuyiseva iyakufuna yini i-solution yona leyo oyiletha, and kuyakuncedisa ukuthi khona lawe ube lama numbers okuthi ubone ukuthi how many people are actually interested in your idea, how many people are willing to use your product or your service. Because nxa ungasayenzanga njalo, at the end of the day you are now building something that people are not even going to use.